I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Inside Sources. Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson.
Food insecurity and nutrition, major concerns for people in the United States. And now the White House will hold a conference on hunger, nutrition, and health. And interestingly, this is the first time a conference like this will be held in the United States since 1969. Extraordinary. But the big question, of course, for everyone is, what will the conference actually cover? What will it actually do? Will it have an impact on how we go about all of these things here in the United States? And very pleased to have joining us on the program today, Helena Bottomiller-Evich, who is the founder of foodfix.co, award-winning reporter. And Helena, thank you so much for joining us. And this is a fascinating one to me. I think this is long overdue. I applaud the White House for jumping on this. But let's kind of break it down just a little bit. What is the focus of this conference, and why in the world have we not had one of these since the Nixon administration?
Yeah, it's such an interesting question. I don't think this White House conference on food, which is slated to happen next month, is really on a lot of people's radar. I mean, there's a lot going on, right? We have, you know, wars and investigations and all of it. So this has really slid under the radar. But food is really personal and important to, you know, everyone in the country. So I think there's a lot of interest in this. The overall goal is to end hunger and increase healthy eating and physical activity by 2030. So it's a pretty lofty goal. And essentially, the White House was asked by Congress to do this. You know, you have members of Congress like Jim McGovern from Massachusetts, a Democrat, who have been asking the White House to basically re-up the conference on food. And they say, you know, it's been 50 years, so it's time to take another look at all of this.
Yeah, so let's dive into some of that. Of course, the back and forth will always be, is this another summit and rubber chicken, you know, moment? Is this another blue ribbon panel of a blue ribbon panel? What are the results? That, to me, that's where you always have to start on a conference like this, is like, what is the outcome that we want to have at the end of this conference?
Yeah, there are a lot of questions about that. Like, how bold will the actual goals be, and then how bold will the strategy be? So the government is actually working on an overarching strategy on both hunger and nutrition, and even just having a strategy would be a big change. I wrote a story last fall basically flagging that the U.S. doesn't have any sort of overarching strategy to tackle diet-related diseases in particular, and that's really come into focus during the COVID-19 pandemic, where we know that certain conditions like obesity and diabetes have made people more vulnerable to severe illness. So we have not had a strategy. Even having one will be a big change, but there's a lot of questions about the details here and how serious the White House is about really implementing the changes that it calls for. It's really hard work, and some of these issues are really polarizing.
Yeah, and it is. And to me, it's always, this is the hard work and heavy lifting stuff that happens way after the cameras are off and the microphones have been put away. And as you look at that, you mentioned just this lack of strategy in the country. And of course, that spans Democratic and Republican administrations alike. And we've kind of kicked the can down the road, and I think dodged a few things. I think you're spot on in saying, look, the pandemic definitely raised a lot of these issues. And so as you look at what might get in there, you mentioned in your piece that the timing is obviously a challenge. You mentioned some of the other things that are going on in the world, and plus we'll be, you know, right in the teeth of a midterm election. How's that going to be navigated? Will that cause the administration to go more bold, or will it be more of a kind of a ramp up?
Yeah, this is such a good question. I think it's the question on everyone in food world's mind. You know, how bold they go is, I think, still under consideration. The White House has to deal with a lot of other issues right now, and I mean, you mentioned the midterms looming. It is a really tough time to do something like this right before the midterm elections. Of course, food inflation we've seen has been a massive issue, not just politically, but also it's just, you know, it's a real kitchen table issue for millions of Americans right now. So that kind of looms large over this conference. But the White House is really trying to get everyone to zoom out and think big. Like, if you could rethink how we do food policy, if you could rethink how we do nutrition programs, what would you do? And the really interesting thing is how many groups from all over the country have sent ideas in. I'm going to be doing a post next week just rounding up some of those, because there's like really interesting groups and a lot of interest and engagement. So we'll have to see, you know, what the White House does with all of that input.
Yeah, and I do hope it's one of those moments to reimagine a lot of these things. I know there's some core pillars, and you've alluded to many of these, but I want to just dig into these just really quickly in our remaining moments in terms of, here's some framing that at least we should be watching for as we prepare for this conference that'll take place next month.
Yeah, so they want to focus on improving food access and affordability. So that can be both, you know, things like more, you know, grocery stores in neighborhoods that don't have access, making sure that food prices are coming down, not going up. Really integrating nutrition and health into the food programs that we have. So the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, still known as food stamps to many, actually almost doubled in cost during the pandemic to really expand and make sure that we could, you know, cover all of the increased need, right? So now you have nutrition advocates going, you know, we'd really like to get more nutrition focus into that program. There's also empowering consumers to choose healthier options. So those might be things like labeling or how grocery stores are arranged. Physical activity is, of course, in there. That's always part of the mix when you're talking about health. And then I expect there to be a focus on nutrition research. So really, you know, we all see these headlines that drive us insane. Coffee's good, and then it's bad, and eggs are healthy, right, and then they're not. So, you know, trying to really dig in and invest in these so we don't have so many questions and so many, you know, mind-numbing headlines that are contradictory. So those are kind of the big sweeping things to look for, but a lot of the details are still being worked out. So we're going to be watching it really closely.
All right. And if there were one thing, if you just had to, out of all of those things that we could reimagine or transform, if there was just one thing that would be an instant impact point coming out of this conference about a month from now, what would that be?
Well, it's really hard to say what the one thing would be. I think one thing to watch is produce prescriptions, like the idea that you could have healthcare actually plugging into increasing access to things like produce, you know, which tend to be more expensive. These are ideas that are not really controversial, but they require kind of rethinking the health system and how we think about food. It's like a new thinking called food as medicine. So I would watch that area. I think there's going to be more conversation around that.
Fantastic. Helena Bonamiller-Evich, the founder of foodfix.co and an award-winning reporter. This is great stuff. This is an important summit. We'll have you back as we get a little closer and navigate our way through this. This is a crucial conversation that is way overdue. Thanks for bringing it to our attention today.
Yeah, thank you. Happy to join anytime.
All right. Again, I think that's a real important thing for us to get to in terms of that kind of summit. Around what is going on with food and with our health in the country. Big stuff. We're going to step aside for bottom of the hour news. Much more to come on Inside Sources on a Friday. Stick around. We'll be right back.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.